So I had something happen the other day. I don't pretend this is a great story, but I'll still tell it because it has no ending. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm driving down the freeway, and it's in a country area, and I go out and come up next to a semi trailer.
Oh yeah.
I'm passing the semi trailer, but I'm not really passing it. I'm sort of just creeping past it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a double lane highway. Obviously.
Double lane, yes. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah, that's right. Because I could stay out there exactly. Then I hear this almighty explosion.
Oh.
I don't know what it was. At first, it happens very quickly, but I didn't think it was a gunshot, but it was like a gunshot. I reckon the car buffeted slightly. Then I realised that it was a tyre blowout.
Oh.
So. Then I go, okay, action stations. So I accelerate.
Your car?
No, the semi-trailer had a blowout. The truck had a blowout. So then that's what I thought it was. Anyway, so I go past him and I look back and I think I can see one of his tires has gone flat, but it hasn't blown out, but it's pretty flat.
Mm.
So I go past him. I think, oh, he'll have to pull over and, you know, do a change or whatever and, you know.
Well, they can keep driving though, can't they? For semi,
they did. He kept on driving.
Yeah, a lot of wheels. Yeah. A lot of wheels. Yeah,
a lot of wheels to do the work, and it was fine. And then a couple of k's later, he passed me. So it was just like, what I thought was, wow, I've survived a big deal. So I think I told the story on the podcast where I was coming home late at night on a freeway like that, and I'm thinking, God, the Audi's good. You know, I'm cruising at about 102. In the fast lane, and gee whiz, I'm doing really well. And I see some lights coming up behind me. I go, well, whatever he's in, he's going pretty quick. But I'll do the right thing. I'll pull over. This is, a Lamborghini, is it a Porsche, what is it? And it was a Mr. Whippy van.
Desperate to get home. Desperate.
Yeah, well, if you would be, if you're a Mr. Whippy van, if you... Because that would be the problem. If you drove a long way, you'd have to head off. You'd probably stay till dusk, wouldn't you? Are you eating ice creams after dark? I don't think you are you?
No. We had one in our neighbourhood on Sunday, and as one of the mums said, why do they always come at 5 p.m.? Like, just when little kids are having their dinner? Like, why are they here at between 5 and 6? Come at 3 or after 7, you know? Like, that just makes it hell.
What is the perfect time of day for a Dairy Queen? What is the
three
late morning?
Three.
Three?
No, 3 p.m., mate. After it's an after lunch dessert.
See, I think it's like, lunch, go for a walk, see Mr. Whippy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And as soon as I came home, the kids are like, "Did you hear Mr. Whippy? Did you hear Mr. Whippy?" I went, "Yeah, I was going for a walk." And then my son's like, "You got one, didn't you? You got one. You got one." I'm like, "I didn't get one."
You had a few crumbs around your mouth. You had a bit of
chocolate
ice cream in your fringe on your eyebrows.
I would have loved to have had one. Oh
yeah,
God,
that's my phone ringing. So I'll just cut it off.
I couldn't hear that.
It was my agent.
Oh,
sorry.
Gee.
But I'll call her later. I don't know.
My agent. What's the big deal? Big movie deal. Hollywood.
Deal. Does that bother me now? I'm doing a podcast. They want you in
the X-Men
Nicolas
too.
Cage, isn't it? It's probably Nicolas Cage shooting a film down here. X-Men.
Well, that annoys me though. How they always pump it up in the paper, don't they? We're getting all these Hollywood productions, but how's that good for people like you or me or the average Aussie actor, writer? They don't get any work, do they? Like the lighting guy might get work, but none of us get work.
No, I mean, having said that, Steve, I was speaking to Steve Curry the other day at dinner. You couldn't make it. And he was in the latest Star Wars one? No.
Yeah, was he?
No, the Chris Hemsworth one.
Oh, he's in Thor.
Yeah, and he played, I don't know, he probably doesn't mind me telling the story. He was looking at the camera setup, and he had a lot of dialogue, he said, a long speech. And there was one camera on him, and there were 6 cameras on Thor. So he's going. So he's going. Okay.
I take it back. good actors are getting work. It's us that aren't getting.
Yeah, they've got plenty of cutaways of
so
Thor.
Funny.
Not too many cutaways of me. And he said, "I'll probably hit the floor, the cutting room floor, when they get to me." Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You don't want to go to the premiere. You want to know before the premiere though, when you take the kids and stuff to see me in the new Thor movie. You want a phone call, don't you? Just to let you know. You didn't make it. But here's some tickets anyway.
That's so true.
Well, that's exciting that he's in a Marvel movie. Oh, the Olympics, yes. And I'm inspired by Logan Martin, the BMX rider who got a gold in freestyle. Did you see him?
Is he Australian?
Yeah. He's named after the suburb he was born in, Logan, in Brisbane. They called him Logan Martin. So... if you could refer to me as Ringwood O'Neill from now on, I'd appreciate it very much. So, who would you be?
I'd be Strathmore Robbins. Strathmore
Robbins.
That's not
so bad. Yeah.
That does sound like a guy. Yeah, it sounds like a, you know. And here comes the scores for Strathmore Robbins. Oh, 9.5. Good stuff. What about Ringwood O'Neill?
Ringwood O'Neill. No, the Olympics, the kids have been watching it, but you know, the last thing you want is your kid to be inspired to do a sport, because that is the worst thing.
The injuries, sport?
Well, yeah. Any sport, I reckon.
They are doing ridiculous, because you don't appreciate it in normal motion. You only appreciate it in slow motion when you see the bike spinning around 8 times and the front wheel spinning around. He's taking his feet off the pedal, going into a vertical handstand, and then landing his feet back on the pedals, and then hitting the ground, and then keeping on going. You're going, seriously?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And if your kid comes to you and says, "I want to do freestyle BMX," you know what I would say? Yeah, no worries. I'll just order your wheelchair now on the internet. What sort do you want? Because what would you do?
I would just discourage kids from playing football, because it's not, you know, am I going to get injured? You will get injured playing football at some point. You will break something.
Yeah.
You'll tear something. You'll get you might get some sort of, you know, some concussion. So if the AFL is listening, I'm sorry, but I'm not supportive of bodies running into bodies. It's just not good. Anyway.
Yeah, soccer's a bit better for
soccer's injuries. The body contact is much better, you know.
Yeah, what do they say? Soccer's a game where the players pretend they've been injured, whereas AFL is where they pretend they haven't been injured so they can keep playing.
That's true. Yeah, that's very good.
Anyway, I've got some advice for anyone whose kids want to be inspired by the Olympics. This is what I did. The kids want to watch the Olympics, and so I checked when the sailing was on. So I said, "Let's watch the sailing," and oh man, they only lasted 5 minutes, because that is so boring.
I know. Because, you know what? It's not relevant to anything. Meaning, they're just going across some water. The only relevance is other boats. So you kind of go.
Yeah.
Whereas with the high jump, you sort of go, "Well,
oh, it's amazing."
You go really high, or with weightlift. As I said before, with weightlifting, you know, you go. That's so many. I think they should convert the weights though into what they are. Like, I'd like to know how much a fridge weighs, so then I could convert it to what. To what they're lifting, or what? Like, what would Matt Preston weigh? He'd probably weigh 110 kilo or something, wouldn't he?
What's
110 kilo in weightlifting? I don't know, but I dare say it's a fairly. So, if you thought, well, he's lifting a Matt Preston with George Columbaris, you know, sitting on top of him, you go, wow,
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Hey, Dad, they're going for a billiard table. Going for a billiard. Oh, what? Yeah, that's nothing.
Oh, this guy's only lifting a Grant Denyer. Oh, boo.
Weak. Piss weak.
Oh, here comes the music. Yeah, we better.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related Now. Please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Go, welcome to the show. We get two topics, got to work out how they're related. Should we get the topics or
I think we've covered topics of the day or all the given. Let's hear it, Sam. Hello, Sam.
Glenn.
What have we got?
Superman and the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh.
Well, I won't say two of my favorite things, but
Ku Klux Clan. Is that right?
It's a weird name, isn't it? When it you think is. About it.
I mean, I always just go with KKK. But
KKK.
Do you know who is it named? Is it named after?
No. No, I have no idea. I mean, clan is obviously a club, like a club, like a clan.
Yeah.
But I don't know where they get the Ku Klux from. Is it Latin?
I mean, you know, if you're naming, it's not a great Ku Klux. When you put that on the whiteboard and you say, you'd go, no, you... It's not very,
if you look at the other fascist organisations around the world, they're a bit snappier. Like in England, you had the National Front. And that kind of says what it is.
Oh, you get it. You get it.
The Nazi Party. You kind of... Yeah. I mean, that's German, but that's very snappy. But the Ku Klux Klan, a bit weird.
But I must admit, Ubi, I mean, I suppose you take on the meaning by what you understand it to be, but it does sound intimidating. Yeah. And Nazi, I mean, Nazi just sounds scary. Or is that only scary because of what you associate it with? Because if you said, I just bought a new Nazi suit, or I bought a new Nazi car, I got a Nazi watch, could be quite impressive. I don't know, maybe not.
But maybe it's like TV shows. They have this argument, don't they? Like the show... title should say what it is, like The Panel or The Footy Show. But then again, they have examples of Spicks and Specks, which is an obscure Bee Gees song. But it works because everyone just goes, we associate it with,
You associate it with the program. You don't. And that's why you never want to make the mistake of worrying too much about the title, because it will take on its own meaning. Which is what you're saying. It'll take, and Spicks and Specks is a perfect example. I'm just trying to think of other examples of that, but
The Fat, the sports show, you know, with Tony Squire. Is that sort of, I mean,
Chewing the Fat, really, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, is that where it's from? See, I never,
I assumed that.
Yeah,
I assumed that. I don't know whether that is the case, but that's what I thought it would be.
I don't know.
But the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, I reckon they probably had that similar conversation. Like, we can just call ourselves white supremacists, or we could go something a bit more interesting, like the Ku Klux Klan.
Hey, Clue, what? Do you mind if we name it after you? No, I don't mind. Yeah. Clue, hey, Cluxy. What? Come here. What? We'll make it after, we're going to call that after Cluey over there and Cluxy. And what rhymes with that? Oh, Ku Klux Group?
Group?
No. Ku Klux Team? No. Ku Klux Klan.
Organization. Klan.
Klan. That's bloody great.
And we can have a great alliteration, the KKK.
Oh.
The KKK.
That's good. Good.
Because that is good. Yeah. The three Ks is good.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And here we are all working in this sheet factory. I don't know what we're going to wear. But we have got... so many sheets over there. I don't know.
Such a weird... Is it still around? It's still around, isn't it? A little bit. The KKK.
Well,
a little bit.
It came out of the Second World War, the Civil War, didn't it? Meaning that there was still an undercurrent of people who were against ending slavery. Am I right in saying this?
Ah, I think you might be.
And the Confederates, the veterans, were sort of going, no, we're going to... And I think it started out more... taking down people within the government who were against, I think this is right, I'm sure our friends in the US will be correcting me, but taking them down as well as being a racist thing, it was taking down the people in power for doing what they did against slavery. So it was combined.
But
I think it was like, I think it was like the 1860s or something, but it really peaked in the 1920s.
Wow, the 20s.
And then it moved into white supremacy, I think. Maybe it was white supremacy from the start, I'm not sure. But how did they come up with that outfit? What did they... Yeah. I mean, it's white, so I guess that's saying...
So that's white supremacy.
We don't want anyone to know who we are, because this is against the law, so we'll cover our faces, put a mask on, and we'll make the hat pointy, because it'll make us look bigger than we really are.
Ah.
And what else? They ride horses or something?
Yeah, in the movies, yeah. And I suppose it's kind of a scary... When you wear a mask, it's scary.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Scary. I feel sorry for the wives, all that washing and the starching of those sheets.
Well, would they... They'd have to iron them, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I reckon they would. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because you couldn't go out with a wrinkly... I know when I pull the sheets out of the tumble dryer, Sometimes I put them on the bed and they go pretty wrinkly, but that's okay because I'm going to put the doona over the top so you won't see the wrinkles, and the wrinkles come out pretty. They do. But if you're wearing it as an outfit, yeah. You would have to spray Preen on that. What do you? What's the?
Also, what if your mistake got a fitted sheet on instead?
That'd be a disaster. You go up the back. Why? You're wearing a fitted sheet. Just mingling up the back. You just don't look appropriate.
Well, I mean, all we can say is they were bad people. They were idiots. They're you know, they're just bullies. They're bullies, basically.
Yep.
We'd say if they were at high school, they're bullies.
Yep. Yeah, they were.
And made people's lives a misery. And you didn't know who they were. That's the scary thing. It could have been the sheriff. Well, I'm going from movies and TV shows.
And then they reveal. They get one of them. They pull the hood off. They pull the hat off and go, it's you. It was you all along.
You're the garage. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's part of it, though, is that you can
Intimidation.
Yes. And you can live this life without, you know, it's like people who do in other parts of their life wear things around the house that they wouldn't wear out in public. They fulfill a fantasy.
Do you want to tell us something? Is it time to confess?
Well, you know. There were certain people I worked with, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this, don't get me wrong, but if they were playing a female male, and they were in a sketch at 2 o'clock, they'd be in there 9 o'clock in the morning with the outfit on, ready to go. You're about four sketches away. Why are you wearing that dress now?
I just
one of my lines. Yeah, I think you're liking this. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Don't get me wrong.
No.
If you're not hurting anybody.
If
you're not hurting anyone. I dressed up as a woman. I didn't mind it.
You made a good woman.
Yeah, no.
You know, like, I've dressed up as a woman. I make a bad woman. But I remember you and Eric Banner dressed up as women for some sketch. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Was that I love you,
with Stephen Curry.
I love you.
Yeah, is that don't you dare hurt my friend. She's a beautiful person. Remember that was in the Eric Pilot. She's a beautiful person.
Yeah.
She's a don't you,
you
don't
dare.
You
how dare you? How dare you?
And someone said Glenn Robbins makes a good woman. I remember, this was a long time ago.
Couldn't do it now though, could we? We couldn't do it. Could you dress up as a woman now? You can't.
Well, I don't know. Little Britain did it, didn't they? They brought it all back. They were dressing up as women. But these days,
It's probably asking for trouble. It's just, you know.
We have to scrap our next TV show, Glenn and Dave Go Drag.
Yeah.
Except look at drag. Drag's popular. So.
Well, that's very true. So therefore, but what makes it exploitatory or inappropriate? But no, yeah. Where's the line? If you're using it in a derogatory manner, then I dare say that's not appropriate. But
yes.
If you're doing it faithful to your, not beliefs, but your desire, then it's okay. I don't know. I can't.
And wearing white sheets is out.
So what else can we say? They would go out at night a lot, wouldn't they? And I don't want to, let's not get into the details because we all know what they did. But what was the, there was a white cross or something.
They burned crosses on people's front lawns, yeah.
So that was a sign that that they were, what?
They were intimidating you, yeah.
So they burnt, okay.
A bit annoying. I gotta say, that's very annoying.
And it was mainly in the south, around Tennessee. So it was more
Alabama,
southern.
Louisiana.
Yeah. I've been to Louisiana. I've been down there. I have to try to do the accent. That's not.
I speak like that.
Yeah, Louisiana. Yeah, we've done New Orleans. Okay.
Yeah, New Orleans is great. I've been there.
It's real good. Real good.
We went there for a radio conference in 2002, maybe. And me, Husey, Kate, American Rosso, our producers and about 100 American DJs and a few Kiwis. And the American DJs were very annoying.
Oh, really?
They're very like, well, they're not comedians over there. They're more just professional radio guys.
With good voices.
Yeah, and they were ruthless. They were like, okay, we're going to talk about tips today, how to destroy your opposition. Okay, go on, Phil. Tell us what you did. Well, we had Buzz Aldrin coming in for a chat at 8:30 and the opposition station had him at 8. And so what I did, I pretended to be the producer from the opposition station, rang up Buzz Aldrin's management and said, we're cancelling. And everyone cheers. It's like, well, it's just being an asshole.
Yeah. Welcome to Asshole Radio.
And the other one they did, he said, this is a different guy. We had the girl from Survivor. It was the first series of Survivor, and one of the girls was coming in, one of the women, for an interview, and her manager said, "You've only got 5 minutes. You've got till 8:05. So what I did, I pushed all the clocks back 10 minutes in the studio. What an asshole! Anyway. But then I remember saying to Husey, "I can't be bothered going to any more of these sessions. Let's go and see New Orleans." So we just went to all these restaurants and bars and bands. It was great.
I nearly got arrested in New Orleans. There you go.
Oh, hello. Did you pull your top up when people threw coins at you? Remember that they do that in New Orleans?
No.
No? Oh, they do this thing where the women, like, if you throw, they have this thing. Maybe they don't do it anymore, but it's definitely happening when we were there. They have, when you go down Bourbon Street, is it? Which isn't very good, Bourbon Street. It's not great. Like,
it can be pretty grubby. Yeah,
it was probably good 50 years ago.
Sections of it are okay, but you go. We went too far up Bourbon. Is it Bourbon Street?
Yeah,
And we went into a bad pub, a bad bar, and we went. We don't fit in here, and we skedaddled out of there.
And how did you nearly get arrested?
Well, we were walking home and back to the hotel, which wasn't that far away from the French Quarter, and I really needed to urinate, and I saw up ahead. Like they were building a building. I could see all the scaffold. So I ran into the scaffold and just started urinating. Little did I know that the building was already finished. They were just refurbing the building. I was standing there urinating on the front door. Oh, God. And then the security guard came out and said, "Sir, I show you no respect." And I was mid-urine, so...
Mid-flow.
You can't cut off. It's quite hard to cut off, as we all know. And I went, "Oh, mate, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry." I think maybe the Australian accent sort of helped. And anyway, he let me go. But he was a big guy, and it was probably 2 a.m, and we were in New Orleans. And lucky we weren't in a bad part of town. I show you no respect.
I remember we went to this place, this diner at the end of the tram. There's trams there. And I ordered a burger. So he's cooking the onions and the meat on this grill. And the guy, and Hughie goes, "Oh, it's some apple pie." And the guy goes, "You want that heated up?" He sounded like Elvis. And he's like, "Oh, yeah." And so the guy just chucked the apple pie next to my onions and burger. Oh! Ew. I'm like, "How's your apple pie? Tastes like onions." Anyway. Okay, Superman. Yeah, you love Superman, don't you? You can do the song, can't you?
I can do the You've done it before. Theme. Yeah, I've done it before. Yeah. Look at the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. We all know I've done it before. It's a party trick. No, I go right back to, see, these days the kids can get a Superman outfit, a Batman outfit. They can get all the outfits and when they're about 3 or 4, they wear them around. They wear them down the park. We had nothing like that when I was a kid.
No.
The best we had, I don't know whether you did this, but was Mum would put a couple of safety pins and pin them to your shoulders, a towel.
Yes, I remember that.
A bathroom towel on your shoulders. And if you ran, and the towel was quite heavy. So if you ran down the street to get it sort of flutter, you could never really get the flutter out of it. Yes. And it looked real manky because it was sort of hanging. And it would pull your shirt out of position.
Mum's going to use an old towel. She's not using a new one.
Yeah. Not using one of the good towels for when visitors come. So I go back to day one. And I would imagine then it was probably – it wasn't – back then it was a television show in black and white with George Reeves, I think. And they had Lois Lane was in it. I think she was in the movies. And Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah.
But they didn't bring him through, did they? Into the movies.
I reckon in the early movies he was there.
Jimmy Olsen was there, was he? So
I
Jimmy
reckon with Christopher Reeve era he was there. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. No, I haven't seen it. I think I probably saw an early one, but I didn't, I didn't see any more after that. So what are his powers?
Well, there's a current one out that came out maybe 5 years ago, Batman versus Superman.
Oh, yeah. But, it's oil and water. You can't go mixing superheroes. You can only have one superhero in the room at the same time. It doesn't make sense. The worlds don't coexist.
I know we'd be a nerd, but what about the Avengers? There's about 5 of them all in the same world.
Yeah, same point. I mean, you can't, it's not like... There's a number of speed dials on your phone with Batman on one, Superman on another. You can only ring Superman, and Superman couldn't do it. You're in trouble. You didn't go, "Oh, it doesn't matter. Some other superheroes free. Let's get them. No, that's not right. What were your superpowers? X-ray vision.
He can lift stuff.
Super hearing.
He can fly.
One I remember the other day, he had super breath. Remember, he could go and he could blow things. He could blow things, couldn't he? Yeah.
And he was from a planet, wasn't he? And they sent him in a little pod, and he got adopted by the farmers who found him in their field.
Who was his archer? Lex
Luthor.
Was that his dad or is that his arch enemy?
Oh, does that turn out to be his dad in like a Star Wars type thing? No,
I don't know. We could ask. Sam's.
I like Superman though as a kid. Definitely used to watch the series for sure.
Clark Kent, and of course his ultimate fear was kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
Which is, you know, everyone has kryptonite in their life, don't they? Everyone have a form of kryptonite thing that really takes all their power away?
And that's still used in popular culture. That's my kryptonite. What's your kryptonite?
That's a good question. What's my kryptonite?
Hang on, I know. Bread with wheat in it.
Well, it could be because,
that's my kryptonite. Gluten-free bread. That's my kryptonite. Get it away.
That's true. I think you're probably right because, you know, I'm on the FOD map or whatever it is. Yeah, oh my God, has this got onion in it?
You don't like onion. You don't like onion.
I love onion, but if it's spring onion, I'm in trouble.
Is that good?
What else can we say about that? He used to get changed in a phone box. That's hard,
hard. That's hard to do. Get changed in a
phone box. Sorry, but where was the outfit? I never got that part.
Underneath. It was underneath his suit.
So he was.
But how hot? That would be very hot working in a heated office.
So he had the boots. It would be. Hey, Clark, you look a bit sweaty. What's wrong?
But also, did he just leave his suit in the phone box just for any homeless person to pick up?
You know what? If he went back, if he wanted to, he could fly back pretty quickly to pick it up.
Yeah. Hey, don't touch that.
I must away. Why do you must away? Because I've got to nip back and get my suit, which is in the phone box. That's why he was. Who was that man? Oh, whoever he is, he's just over there in the phone box now.
Getting his suit.
Nobody knew except for, you know, the only thing that knew about Clark Kent and Superman?
Who?
Was a dog. Dog. By the name of, what was the dog's name? The dog knew, yep. It's a bit like when you used to go around to your, if you had a girlfriend or whatever, and she had a dog, the first time that the dog looked at you and went, I know what you're up to in there. I know what you're doing. You go, seriously, don't get angry. Don't get angry. And if you're in the nude, you could see the dog looking at that bit mate, I could rip that off in one bite.
Scratches on the door during the process. Let me in.
Yeah.
Well, let's have some thinking music. What can we have?
We've had the theme. We could have a scene from the old TV show. I don't really want to have a scene from...
From a KKK movie.
A K moment. I'm sure there's probably things, you know, in the movie. And there wouldn't be anything particularly funny.
There's a Richard Pryor movie where he's walking through the bush and he just starts walking with a KKK meeting, which is very funny. But there's not much talking going on. It's all visual. It's very Richard Pryor, very funny.
Does anyone do any good stand-up routines about Superman? Mm. We used to do some sketches on that show.
Yeah, we did. We did Open Slather. Open Slather. You played Superman.
Open Slather. I played Superman when his engine broke down. He had to call out like an RACV guy and fix up his cape and get him flying again. But anyway, not my best work, but it wasn't bad. I don't know.
What about we do one of our skits? You know, like
no, they're
I'm
not
always
skits.
Intrigued.
They're make believes. They're make believes. Yeah, okay.
I'm always intrigued how these organizations recruit people. I've asked the same question about Hare Krishnas. Like, how do they do that? How do they get people to shave their head and put an orange robe on? How do you get someone, and they're all men in the KKK originally, how do you approach your mate and tell him about this organization and try and get him to join? Because it's pretty full on.
It's like Amway.
It's like Amway, yeah. Or Thermix.
You know, so like, if you, Yeah, you just go, look, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but if you are interested, I am selling Amway and I can get you some really nice products. You go, can we just be friends? No pressure. Yeah. You know.
Why don't I be the guy in the... I'll be the guy trying to recruit and you're my mate and we're just having a drink in a, like a Western bar in the 20s.
Okay, so
the 20s.
One of those honky-tonk bars. Okay. Yeah. And do we know each other? We just met,
yeah, we know each other from work, maybe, or we went to school or something.
Okay. So, Sam, if you could set the scene, give us the tinkle-tinkle music and set the scene. One of those, maybe a bit of honky-tonk piano in the background, a bit of hubbub, and we're just we're up at the bar having a drink and a chat at the end
of
the day.
An after-work drink.
Yeah, that sounds
good. That's what we're doing.
After-work drink.
Okay, all right, here we go. Hey, how are you, mate?
Hi, Dave. Sit down. Pull up a stool. Can I get what would you like? What would you like to drink?
Oh, let's get a whiskey on the rocks. That'd be
whiskey
great.
On the one whiskey on the rocks, and
Diet Coke, but they haven't been invented yet. I don't think. So.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, let's go whiskey on the rocks, and I'll have a gin and tonic.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Don't trust me. It's going to catch on. It's going to catch on.
Is it?
Yeah, it's nice. Anyway.
Gee, this is a good bar. They're flappers, those girls dancing up there, are they? That's a big thing in the 1920s.
Yep, that's what they are. That's what the sign says out the front, and that's why we come here. And
I feel like we're in a brief time of having fun and stuff. I can't help but think something bad's going to happen very soon around 1930.
Well, anyway. you're like that. You're a good psychic. Mm. What do you think might happen?
Depression, then a war. But anyway, let's not talk about that. Hey, what are you doing tonight after your dinner and stuff?
Oh, I have a few drinks here. Might go home and play hooky. I like to play hooky on a Friday night. You know, it's where you throw the little hooks onto a board with numbers on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really good.
You're still married and everything? You're still married?
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I don't know. I'm not sure why.
I've just got this a group. I'd like you to come and join. We meet on a Friday night at about nine.
What sort of group is it? Is it a sporting group? Men's club. Is it a men's club?
Yeah, it's men only.
Oh, okay. And we get around and tell a few stories, tell a few jokes?
Not so much jokes.
Marshmallows. Toast marshmallows around the fire.
There is a fire, but that's a bit later.
Right. Okay.
But we meet in the forest. In the forest.
Okay,
You got to get out there. We tend to ride horses, and we meet in the forest at about...
Well, I like horses.
9:30, 10. Yeah.
9:30 for 10, and then what do we do when we're there, when we get there?
Well, we have a sort of a meeting. There's like a grand wizard. He's in charge. He's like the boss. He's like the...
All right, yeah.
Yeah, he's a grand poobah. Like, you know, in Rotary they have the president, we have the grand wizard. And the grand wizard makes a bit of a speech, and it's normally full of hate. And we're kind of like a hate group, but you know, it's we all get fired up. You know, it's like before a sporting match, we all get fired up, and then we ride off. And tonight we're going to go around to Larry's house. You know, Larry.
Yeah, look, I'm up for anything. Look, okay, sounds good. Sounds okay. I'm up for as long as nobody gets hurt. I'm there.
No, there's just a lot of talk.
Yeah,
but. We're going to go to Larry's house.
What are you going to do at Larry's house? Is going to go see Larry. Maybe we could sing some songs out the front of Larry's house.
Yeah,
like Christmas carols or
something. We're not going to sing. We're going to put a cross on his front yard. Yeah. And do some yelling. We put a cross on his front yard. Yeah. And then we set it on fire. Yeah.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I was going with you for a while, but I got to say, I don't like the hate. I don't like the yelling. I don't like the burning. I don't like putting a cross on someone's. So I'm going to pass on this one. I'm going to go home
really?
And play a hooky. Yeah, no, I'll pass on
this one. We wear an outfit. We've got our own outfit.
Outfit?
Like we've got a white sheet and like a white pillowcase with a point on our head with little eyes. Yeah, pretty cool.
Oh, that sounds good. Do you do it while you're on the horse?
Yeah.
You wear the outfits on the horse?
Yeah.
And do we ride in circles with the outfits or making noises?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay,
that
great.
That sounds like a really fun night. Dress ups,
great.
Going seeing friends, standing around some sort of fire that we've created. I'm in.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Great.
Well, what's it called, by the way?
It's called the Ku Klux Klan. It's called the KKK.
Cluxy's, are you a member?
Yeah, Cluxy's a member. He's a founding member. And Cluey, too. They're in there. Oh, we're all in there, but we don't tell anyone who's in there. You can't tell anyone who's in there. It's all anonymous, yeah?
Anonymous. I can't tell anyone.
So
okay.
Don't tell anyone. And especially, don't tell Larry.
All I can say is, I wonder if it'll catch on.
That's how it happened.
That's how it happened. It grew from there.
Hate mongers.
Great moments in history.
Yeah. Awful people. Okay, so I'll have a guess. KKK and Superman. Yeah. Maybe Superman in one comic was a member of the KKK and they've edited it out. Okay, is that what you're going to say?
I think Superman was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. The author, whoever the author was, of Superman. And it didn't come out till years later. That he was disbarred from Superman or whatever you do because of his association with the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, what is the answer, Sam?
1946, there was a Superman comic called Klan of the Fiery Cross. The Anti-Defamation League in the USA and infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan learnt about their rituals and decided to use their findings in a Superman comic and proposed a story where the superhero battled the Klan. The producers of Superman were always looking for new villains. In the comic book, Superman makes fun of the Klan's rituals and natures to have a negative impact on Klan recruiting and membership.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yep. That's amazing. So that they were trying to make fun of the KKK. Good on them.
Yeah. So
We just did that. We just did that with our make-believe. We made fun of them.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I'm just a bit worried because if people, we do have fans in the USA. Do you think any of our fans over there are members of the Ku Klux Klan?
No, not our fans. No way, man. They're all progressive thinkers.
But they'd be up for a bit of fun, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they wouldn't mind. They wouldn't mind. I mean, most people in America wouldn't have come across the KKK. It's kind of a bit historical these days, I reckon. But if you live in those areas, maybe they have had incidents, or their grandparents might talk about it. So,
if they're listening now, what would you like to say to them?
Well, to the KKK?
Yeah.
Well, you're idiots. And put your white sheets away.
Yeah, put your white sheets away. Put your horses away. Be kind. Just be friends with everybody.
Yeah, everyone's a human being. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
You Jeez. Know,
read the brochure. We all get it now. We're all the
quote,
same.
Quote Rodney King. Quote Rodney King. Why can't we all just get along? Why can't we?
Yeah.
There's enough for everyone. Well, not for some countries, but there's pretty much enough for everyone.
Yeah. And let's be honest. You're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah.
You are really. Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, the whole thing is embarrassing, and I think we've said enough. Anyway, there we go. We've finished on a really good vibe here today.
I've got to go file my fitted sheets. I'll see you soon.
That's very funny.